Welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast by Amanda Gray. My name is Hannah, and every week we will be reading some new stories from England slowly and clearly. Each podcast will last no more than 5 minutes. Listen regularly to improve your comprehension. And especially for Karine, you'll hear this sound between each article. President François Hollande's Socialist Party won an emphatic victory in the second round of parliamentary elections last Sunday. With 314 seats, the party now has a clear majority in the 577-seat National Assembly, and controls both houses of Parliament for the first time in modern history. The result leaves Holland with a firm mandate to implement the growth-led policies he advocates for tackling the Eurozone crisis. However, he immediately faced calls, even from allies, for more details of how he plans to tackle France's debt, which is approaching 90% of GDP, and fiscal deficit. Meanwhile, Holland continues to face trouble on the domestic front. Ségolène Royal, his former partner and mother of his four children, lost to a rebel socialist candidate, Olivier Falorni, in La Rochelle. Hollande had backed her campaign, but last week his current partner, Valérie Trioaille, tweeted her support for Falorni, shattering a fragile family truce. In a surprise move, President Obama has announced an immediate end to the deportation of illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as children. Instead, those aged 16 to 30, about 800,000 people, will be able to apply for work permits, regularizing their immigration status. They are American in their hearts, in their minds, in every way but one, on paper, said Obama. He claimed the move would help boost the economy and was simply the right thing to do, period. However, others saw it as a naked attempt to woo the Hispanic vote ahead of November's election. Mitt Romney, the Republican candidate, who is currently running neck and neck with Obama in the polls, criticized the decision, but refused to say whether he'd reverse it. Police have arrested the final fugitive from the Om Shinrikyo doomsday cult, which traumatized Japan with a deadly sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway system in 1995. Katsuya Takahashi, 54, had been on the run ever since, living under a false identity. He has been charged with murder in relation to the rush hour attacks, which killed 13 people and injured 6,000. In all, 189 cult members have been charged over Om attacks. 13 are on death row. Sir Paul McCartney was delighted to perform for the Queen's Jubilee. Age 10, he watched her coronation, and she made a big impression. To kids of our generation, she was a very attractive young woman, taking on this huge responsibility, he told Neil McCormick in the Daily Telegraph. We all felt really proud of her. She's fabulous. And if that doesn't sound very rock and roll, so be it. The Beatle, who turned 70 this week, has got used to being sneered at. A lot of critics go, why is he doing an orchestral thing, or a children's song? What's gone wrong with him? But this is my life, so I'm doing these things for me. If other people like them, I'm really happy. That is the ultimate. And if they don't, well, you can't please everyone. As an artist, you just keep plugging on. That's all for this week. See you next week.